What's up, guys? Welcome to Melky Talks. I'm a little bit buzzed, so I just fucked up the name. Not gonna lie, we've been drinking since forever, but this is Melty Talks.
There you go.
And my name is Yodel, one of the co-hosts. I'm here with the founder, CEO of Shapeshifter.
Senpai Universe! Not gaming anymore, it's Universe. Tanner Roselle, also joined here with the awesome, most notably, Dark Wolf.
Hello, I'm Dark Wolf 9673!
He's also the man behind the dark voice. Go ahead and hit him with something else.
I can smell you.
Yes, sir.
I feel immediately uncomfortable. And we're also joined by his fabulous girlfriend who has traveled all the way from Ohio because Ohio is for lovers.
Yanks.
All the emo kids have just cringed. Miss Krista!
What's up?
She is here. We're going to be talking about some Overwatch things and just games in general.
Overwatch, Apex, Fortnite. Changes we'd make. Changes we would like to see. But probably won't happen.
I want to hear about the Overwatch stuff, and first and foremost, healers. And speaking to a direct healer of the group,
support,
whatever. What is the one thing you hate most about healing, being a support, versus the most loved thing that you have?
I hate being constantly one-shot by literally everything.
Well, to be fair, I don't feel like support's a need. Like, they shouldn't have the capability of being able to tank, face tank. Yeah. You have one that can face tank, you just don't play her. Brigitte can face tank.
Yeah, Brigitte can face tank.
How many times am I face tank as Moira?
You don't, you dodge.
You dodge. Healing orb, damage orb.
And the reason why most of the times healers aren't one shot is because now they got that big buff to where when they heal themselves.
Yep. So what is one of the things that you actually love about being support?
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but me personally, I'm a Moira main. I like being able to phase shift out of situations where I know for a fact I'm dead. Like, say there's an astronaut coming towards me, I can see where it's going to be at, phase shift out of it, and then heal my team so they don't die.
Yeah, fuck my tank.
He's in there. He's in the battlefield. Fuck him. Alright, Colby.
Stop overextending!
Okay, real quick, before Dark Wolf does anything, I will admit, I overextend a lot.
He's like, this one plays Life Reaver.
I'll see another, like, we'll get to the tank talk in a minute, but like I main D.Va. I have over 1,000 hours as D.Va. And if I see another D.Va, she's mine.
To be fair.
And nobody else's.
1v1. He tunnel visions a lot.
I tunnel vision a lot.
I play support too, but when I play support, I play Life Weaver. I don't feel like my grasp would reach as far as it does. I really don't.
No,
like, the fact that I could, no, it needs a nerf. The fact that I can reach almost across the entirety of the map, if I just like get a peek of you for a split second, all I need is that split second. Like Spider-Man web you all the way back out of problems way.
Alright, we'll get to the nerfs and buffs in a second. I want to hear Colby, Mr. Dark Wolf, perks and cons of being a DPS. Coming, and I'm asking you because you are a Junkrat main, or not really main, but
Junkrat Reaper.
Dwarf main, yeah.
Junkrat Torb. Reaper, Torb, and Soldier.
And normally just situational. Because sometimes you need to put out a lot of damage, but sometimes you can't.
And what's the best thing about being a DPS?
The variety of how much you can be a douche.
Wait, what now?
You can be a douche.
Yeah. You have Symmetra that can popped out turrets, and as long as she's healed, you know, really ain't gotta worry about much. And then you have Junkrat, who is just brain dead.
And then my boy Tor, why not a turret that shoots out smaller turrets?
Oh my god. Alright, Mr. Yodel, perk being tank, DPS, and support, you play all three. Best and worst, in your opinion, you don't have to really go for every class. Choose one for best and worst.
Like in situations? Like the
funny. Anything.
Alright, well, I'll talk about tanks. I do feel like every tank should have, like, equal opportunity to be able to, like, tank bullets. Because, like, you got Ramattra. If you don't know how to play Ramattra...
He's a bullet sponge.
If you know how to play Ramattra, you can take all the damage and just keep going. Same thing with Hammond. Or Wrecking Ball, for the people who don't know who we're referring to.
The little rat.
Both of those, if in the right hands, are some of the most broken tanks. Then you got D.Va and stuff like that. It's like, I get that all of them are really different characters, but I do feel like they need to balance them a little bit better. Because right now, you definitely have ones that are like S tier and some that are like below F, in my personal opinion.
Alright, so what's the best thing about being a tank?
You control the map. If you are a good tank player, I can control exactly how the game flow is about to go. Whether we're about to push heavy or we're about to just sit there and fight the entirety of the time. It just depends on your fucking mood.
Yeah.
I've seen firsthand what this one can do as a tank, because I was being the pocket mercy for just like one game just to see how it will go. And you're playing Ramattra, right?
At 13.
We steamrolled that team. There was 3 team kills in a matter of like, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll talk about tank, because that's all I ever play.
No, you play DPS.
I play DPS from time to time. But
that's when you don't really want to try.
Yeah, when I don't want to try and I don't want to sweat, I'll go to DPS and just fuck around.
Unless someone redeems healer.
Yeah, that's always you. And Twitch. By the way, guys, follow me on Twitch at Senpais_Universe.
Let's tell everybody's Twitch real quick, since you said yours. Yep. Senpais_Universe. And then we got Mr. Cole to go ahead and tell us yours.
DarkWolf9673.
And then we got Crystal.
Crystal Shadow J.
And then myself is Yodel. Or Yodel, because it's
Yodel.
It's Yodell.
Which, when we first saw him change his name on Twitch, we all were just calling him Yodel. And he's like, you know it's Yodel, right? You're Yodel.
I eventually gave up on it.
So,
To be fair, they wanted me to stay as Icy Hot.
Yeah.
Fucking Todoroki.
To be fair, if you saw how I played COD, you would understand why it's Icy Hot. I'm either like absolutely wrecking the whole lobby or
I'm... he's absolute garbage. So, one thing I'll say about the good thing about tanks... We're cheering real quick. Cheers to the podcast, Melty Talks, Season 1. I'll go with the cons first. Fuck it. I'll go with the cons first. Healers! I cannot tell you how many times I'm with the team. Like, I'm with you guys. And I'm not getting healed. It's either... both DPS are getting healed, or the other support is getting healed. I'm over here soloing the tank to try to get the tank out of the way so you guys can just rush in DPS.
Okay.
No.
Nope.
You are not involved in this, because when me and you play, you always heal me. So you were not involved in this. You always heal me.
Excuse me. Yelled at me multiple times for not healing you when you are across the map.
To be fair, I played support with your tank, and I will straight up argue with you. You're like, where is my heals? And I'll be like, why are you 500 yards away from the team?
Fucking
you
speed are... up.
And then it's me.
Yeah, well, the point is
on the point. One. And you're like all the way at the other teams.
Lucio, I got to masters with. I will sit there on point and dodge bullets, and I'm like, where's my tank? And I look on the map. You're in their spot!
I didn't know me and another DPS that had the ability to heal.
Like, don't, like, we're talking shit on Sander. Don't let us get you wrong. He's a really good tank when he plays, like, point. But every now and then he gets to, like, one of those moments where he's, like, kill heavy, and he just, like, goes.
It's tunnel vision.
He goes.
If I see, like I said earlier, if I see another D.Va, I'm making sure that D.Va knows why they're either sitting in their chair, couch, gaming chair, or their mama's basement. They're going to sit there and watch me kill them and know I am the better D.Va. That is the only time. If I see a tank, yeah, sure, I'll kill you or you'll kill me. Cool. But if it's D.Va, it's on. saw him from day one.
And then there's me as a Torbjorn that goes against you.
There's me as a
Hanzo. Fuck your tour.
And there's me as Hanzo who will 1v1 D.Va.
I am in the back line screaming at all of you to back the fuck up and get back to point.
To be fair, I've never not played one.
So, drill that into my brain.
So that was the con.
Unless I'm playing a Reaper, I'm
literally designed
to flank. Yeah, you're designed to flank.
So, like, the pros for it is I just think the bullet sponge. Like, you can just take bullets.
You control
everything that you got. And D.Va is a two starter. Like, she can have a second life, which, granted, her second life, if she's
very small.
In a very heated situation, like say I'm going to get three a Reaper, a soldier, and a Moira.
See, this is where
and I get taken out of my mech,
play.
I'm dead.
The only game mode right now where the tank doesn't control, and I say deep.
That was my son, guys. Sorry about that.
The only game mode right now where the tanks don't control, and I firmly believe the DPS does, is the new mode that they just introduced with the control map.
Okay, the control maps are actually really fun. A lot of people shit on how bad they are, but I enjoy myself.
I firmly think that tanks don't matter how good you are at the tank. As long as your DPS is good, you're all right.
Exactly. I've played the control maps a few times, and they're pretty fun.
We were playing the control maps, and as long as I kept my DPS healed, I knew my tank would be completely fine. Never lost a game.
I mean, here lately, the more I play Overwatch, the more I realize, like, it used to be, like, based around the tank. And here lately, if you got bad DPS, your team is just done.
Trash.
Your team is trash.
I was playing a game of comp earlier on Senpai's account. I had trash DPS, and there was nothing I could do about it. My tank was just licking walls the whole time, diving in with no support.
Yeah, that's very true.
It was
actually a very entertaining game. They got to a certain point where it went into overtime for both teams, and it was actually really entertaining. 21 minutes. Jesus Christ. We're going to go on to the next topic, which is something me and Mr. Brycey Poo talked about on our way to Walmart. Nerfs and buffs. So, we're going to start out with, let's say, Mr. Wolf here. Nerfs and buffs, who deserves a nerf and why, and who deserves a buff and why.
Oh, we're going to have to, like, sit on one character and talk about it, to be fair.
One character?
No, like, we'll go from character to character who we feel like, but, like, after somebody says something, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So far, as a DPS, I have come across a lot of Junker Queens.
Junker Queen.
Junker Queen is one of those tanks that take a lot of skill.
Debatable. She got nerfed.
You have to be able to hit your shots with her knife.
On top of that, you got to be able to fluctuate with her armor regen. Same thing with Ramacho. If you can't, you're squishy.
Yep.
As soon as you learn that, then you become extremely terrifying to face.
Okay. So what would be the reason why you would want to nerf Junker Queen?
Junker Queen with a Mercy.
When Junker Queen does have a Mercy, it's...
So, like, I would really say that's the Mercy you would want to nerf, the healing regen.
See, if Mercy gets a nerf, though, do you know how many people would be whining and complaining about that?
There'd be a lot of people that quit the game.
The Mercy does need a nerf her gun, her pistol.
Yeah, her
little Pac-Man pistol.
If she lands fucking nerfed. If she just lands two more shots than you, you're dead.
Yeah.
As anything other than a tank.
And it could be a headshot, body shot, leg shot, you're still dead.
I've seen some ults from Mercy, and then her pull out that little fucking pea shooter, and like mow down the whole team, and I'm just like, there's, like, Alari's kit is based around damage, more than it is, more so than...
Like, there is no reason for a Mercy to be able to beat a soldier.
So, like if you were talking about Junker Queen, what exactly would you want nerfed on her?
Probably the slowdown on her yell that gives her a boost.
You want to take the speed boost away from her?
No, not the speed boost. Just slow it down a little bit, because I've seen a lot of Junker Queen immediately hit it one few seconds later, bam, you hit it again.
You want to increase the cooldown.
Cooldown.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. I feel like she does what? It's like every 4 or 5 seconds?
Pretty much.
5 seconds, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because yeah, all she had to do is bounce around, a healer throws a few little minor things there, and bam, she's right back to yelling again.
Man, that's armor. So, I mean, like, I can understand, like, making it, like, 6 to 7 seconds long, because right now it's like 4 or 5.
What are we talking about now again?
Jump Queens.
Yeah.
Go to Heroes real quick. You're on Overwatch. Go to Heroes.
I am on Overwatch. So for those who do not know, we actually play Overwatch on stream, off stream.
Go to Heroes.
All the time because we have no life.
Some of us have a life.
I work more than anything. Go to Jump Queen.
Younger Queen.
And we're going through abilities.
So you can only look at like skins, highlight intros, emotes, victory poses, weapon charms, souvenirs, voice
so
lines. Wait a minute. Hero information. There we go.
Alright, let's look at it'd be her L1.
The Commanding Chow.
He thinks that it needs a nerf and needs to be extended on cooldown time. Which I can understand that, because to be fair, it's pretty easy to pop one, get in the fight a little bit, get a little heals, and pop another and be able to, like, that makes a difference in a fight.
I would say the only thing that needs to be nerfed for me is her ult.
It's 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because...
it needs to be 6 or 7.
Either it needs to be altered or just plain out nerfed.
I mean, the thing is, it does do a lot of damage.
Yeah,
it does bleed.
Her ult straight just cancels healing. Which, honestly, if you're playing Ana as a support, that's a good thing.
But, like, it does bleed damage, but past that, it doesn't really do a whole lot.
Fair.
But, like,
fair enough.
She just looked up how long intervals between the command and shout.
5 seconds.
Also gives you armor. It didn't say, it doesn't say that on there, but it gives you armor.
Jesus.
Like armor?
Yeah, or something like that. And
well,
like,
then I would say... take the Jagged Blade. If Rampage causes bleed and, you know, healing, whatever.
And her passive, she gets heals from damage from being bled.
Jagged Blade needs to stop the bleed. Like, level it out. Make sure just one thing has and the other one does.
Well, to be fair, that's her whole kit. Her Jagged Blade does bleed. First, you gotta land it. That's you throwing the knife.
That's kind of hard to land.
Either you throw it or when you pull it back, it still hits somebody.
And on top of that, you can sit there and leave it in somebody, it'll do bleed damage, and eventually you pull them regardless whether you want to or not. R1 also does bleeds.
Or
Carnage, which is that slash attack she does.
Now, what would you guys, I think we started with Kobe on this one. What would you guys would buff on said Joker Queen?
A shotgun.
How much
damage
output?
Heck no.
You have to get perfect headshots with
that lady.
Thing.
2 shots almost every squishy.
Well, that's squishy.
Well, I would. That's
okay,
majority.
Talk about tanks for a minute.
But I get that. That's her. A tank's target is hardly ever the other tank. That's your DPS's job.
As a support, though, like when I'm facing Joker Queens, I can usually take them down. No,
that's fine. But that's, if she can't land her shots, she can't land her shots. That's a skill issue. At that point, what I think needs a buff is her Jagged Edge needs hit scan. I think if her knife was hit scan, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah, it would be.
Because instead, like, if you aim, you better just hope you're on target. Hit scan, like even Soldier, like Soldier's hit scan, a lot of them is like somewhat hit scan. Cassidy's hit scan, Ash. Hit scan, echo, hit scan on her balls. Like, how it is if you're in, like, a certain radius.
Balls.
If you're in a certain radius of the reticule, it'll hit the target. That's what it should be, instead of, like, you being so damn accurate that you're, like, playing Hanzo.
Yeah.
Hanzo kind of accurate.
Alright, so, I'm gonna need opinions from both myself, Mr. Dark Wolf, Mr. Chris Shaw J, you will not be present in these conversations. for those in the podcast listening right now, there is someone I just chose on the screen, and there's a reason why Yeah, like Mr. Yodel can't talk.
Walk outside.
Don't, no, come on, No, no, stay in here.
Her ult.
Stay in here, come on. Stay in there, come on.
I agree. Nerf the fucking alt.
You can go outside too.
Okay, let's go.
No! So, for those who don't know, I am a D.Va main. I have been a D.Va main since Overwatch 2 in the last little bit. For those who do know me and have been with me ever since I've been playing Overwatch, they know that I mained Tracer for the longest time. Well, when they nerfed the fuck out of her, I chose Tank.
She's not nerfed.
She was there for a while, and she got some incredible buffs, and she's actually really good now.
She's really good now.
She's an S-tier tank. I will full-fledged admit that she is one of the best.
We're not talking about D.Va. We're talking about Tracer.
Tracer is a damn good character.
Now.
She's good.
Now. After the years of, like, me practicing with her and all this shit.
When Overwatch 2 came out, she got a massive nerf, and damn near no one played her.
Yep. And then she got some buffs, and now she's kind of good now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for those who do not know, for those who do not know, play Overwatch, D.Va has a couple of things. Her weapons and her ultimate. Automatic short-range spread weapons. And then when she gets taken out of her mech, she has an automatic weapon, a little pistol. Her abilities are her boosters, fly in the direction that you are facing. Then she has a defense matrix, which blocks projectiles that are in front of you. Micro missile that launches a volley of explosive rockets. Her passive, eject out of your mech when it's destroyed. And roll, tank, reduces knockbacks received, less ultimate generated by healing and damage received. Now, here's the thing that Bryce hates. Her ultimate, which is self-destruct. Eject and overload your mech, causing it to explode after a short period of time. And then the other ultimate that comes with it is call mech, and you can call down a new mech to be into, but if you call it down on somebody, it immediately kills them. And I see Bryce staring at me waiting to say something. So we're gonna go ahead and get Colby's opinion first.
The fucking range.
The range. So you're there with that too, that you think that D.Va's range is so bad.
I have been just slightly around the corner and still get caught. I shouldn't get caught when I'm around a fucking corner.
I should not be in a whole ass different building and still get caught by the all.
Alright, so I feel like I need to go ahead and say my opinion first before Bryce gets his out the way. Because if we let Bryce just talk about D.Va and her what needs to be nerfed, we're going to be here for 3 hours. So,
wow!
I said two, what's three?
So, I don't really...
I actually do got a buff for her, though. So, like, when it's my turn,
we'll see. I don't necessarily say it needs a nerf. I do say the only thing that needs a buff on D.Va is her bullets, whether it be damage or spread.
No.
No.
I agree with that.
Because you have Roadhog that can literally get you from across the map with
that
his fucking hook.
That's been nerfed for a while. He cannot
grab
you across the map anymore.
Then you have Orisa that can literally pull you in with her shit.
That's
right. Orisa got nerfed.
Everybody got fucking nerfed, goddammit. Well, I must have fucking forgot where to check the damn updates at this shit.
I'm sorry, I follow people on TikTok.
I'm a TikTok addict. The only reason why I disagree with her gun is the fact that you have infinite. You don't stop firing.
That.
And the thing is like, D.Va gets up close really easy. She got her matrix where it blocks the projectiles. You're in her face. Your bullets do a lot of damage up close.
She's not like Orisa where her gun has to cool down.
Like, she can just sit there.
Okay. Yeah, hear me out here. It's
3v1 right now.
It's 3v1 right now for a D.Va mate.
Let me tell you what I think needs to be buffed.
Hold on. Let me get my opinion out there real quick. Because 3-on-1, D.Va main, 1,000 hours, played it for a long time.
Tore up here in a few hours and still with your butt.
Shut up, you got lucky.
300
hours.
Anyways, what if D.Va got a nerf where she would have to reload her bullets?
19.
16-7.
But she also got a nerf that added more damage to her bullets.
Alright, so if she had a nerf where she had an overheat on her bullets, yes, they should do more damage. But until that happens, which it won't, no, she does not need, it needs to stay the same. It doesn't need a nerf. Her buff that she needs is to her boosters. They're short.
They just got a buff.
They need to be longer.
They do need to be longer. So I can't tell you how many times I'm going after a Widow at a high peak. And then my thrusters stop, and I
there's
just
no reason
out.
Why
she must
her.
Have a cooldown release on
there's
that.
No reason why Hanzo's double jump should almost go the same distance as her boosters. Obviously, I can't fly upwards, but if you go straight forward with her not walking forward, just her boosters and Hanzo doing a double jump, she's only like a step and a half in front of me.
Yep. I will say
really
the cons.
Short. It's really short.
The cons of playing D.Va is. If you get, regardless if you have healers or a good team or whatever, you get into a rough firefight and you don't know what the fuck to do, she's kind of hard to maneuver around difficult situations because she's not.
I'm not saying extend it by a lot either. It's just like another, like, another half a second.
Well, she's not the smallest character in the bunch.
No.
And, you know, she's in a big ass fucking mech, so it's kind of hard to maneuver.
Her and Wrecking Ball have the same, like, diameter.
Mm hmm. I would say that's the con. The pro is, you know, it's fun. Playing D.Va is fun.
It is. I played D.Va
like twice, and I actually enjoyed myself, and I don't play tank.
Yeah, D.Va's fun to play. Because if anyone plays Overwatch, they know that your characters have voice lines, and when they talk or whatever, D.Va is an asshole.
She is.
Like, you'll kill another person, and she'll be like, wow, cringe.
No,
and I'm like,
wow. Skill issue.
Exactly.
Don't get mad if I get all the kills.
Like, you're in the lobby, not even started the game yet, and then your character would just say, out of the fucking blue, don't get mad if I get all the most kills, okay? D.Va, shut up, and you end the fucking match with 0 and 12.
Alright, I noticed you said that. Shut up, D.Va, I didn't say that.
I would kill to have D.Va create a voice line, be like, I'm sorry for being cocky. Like, yeah, bitch.
This is the one that sprays salty.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. So we watched Mr. Tanner play a match as D.Va. At first, he was playing Ramach, and he was doing all right, but then he swapped to D.Va because he wanted more damage output, which is why her bullets don't even nerf. And this crazy thing is, like, Ramatra is based around Discord. But, like, we'll get into that another time. So, he wanted more damage output. Every single time he got into a 1v1 with somebody as D.Va, whether it be a Squishy or somebody, if they fought hard to kill him, it didn't work out, and he killed them. He looks dead at their corpse and sprays a spray, and it's a can of fucking salt. Well, stop pouring out that says salty.
And what's crazy is that I would do this in the midst of gunfire.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm being shot at by the
old... She has so much health. You can't do that.
You can't do that. Watch him do it.
So,
anyways.
Like, if you want to make her more balanced, you can take away some of her health and increase the width of her matrix, honestly.
No.
No, that's the reason it was nerfed.
I'd rather get rid of the matrix as a whole to add more health to D.Va.
Get rid of
the
matrix?
Defense,
what would you add? That's a big topic.
No, the defense matrix is one of the biggest reasons people play D.Va.
If
you got rid of it, what would you put there?
Not really a defense matrix, but a reflective matrix.
That's
so,
kind of
no. Like, say,
that's so unbalanced. No.
Imagine looking
up at a fucking Pharah ult and just like, let me reflect all of that back at you. Like, no.
Or Bastion in his passive, bro. He goes in turret mode and he just sees a D.Va. Fuck.
He does that to Genji.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too.
Yeah, what would happen?
If you go against Genji and he's reflecting and you're reflecting nothing, you're just sitting there looking at each other.
But to be fair, guys, about the D.Va talk, I do play D.Va a lot. I have some golden weapons for D.Va. I do, like, if you're ever in a lobby with me, I will spray salty on your corpse if I kill you.
Especially if you get paid in the ass.
I firmly believe.
Yep. If you target me, I will target you.
I firmly believe that her radius of her ult should not be any more than 2 feet, 3 feet past where her body is.
Yeah,
and it's in a full diameter, because right now it's like 6 or 7.
Tanner, why?
There, you know why.
Oh, May.
Hold on.
She just got a buff.
So for anyone that's wondering what everyone's talking about right now, I just brought on the Overwatch screen a character by the name of May.
But say, we weren't done with tanks.
Oh, we're not done with tanks. I just wanted to bring up this one for a special topic. Because Bryce has a very heated opinion about D.Va. I have a very heated opinion about May.
I'll go toe-to-toe with you on that.
You go toe-to-toe with me.
We can have this debate.
Okay,
I'll let you sit your
So let me go ahead and explain the graph here. Okay, so I'm talking as a tank player.
I'll read the graph since you don't like me.
Okay,
You don't get the right to.
Go right ahead.
All
right,
so her weapon is her endothermic blaster. Short-range spray weapon, which is like a little beam of ice. And then she has a long-range icicle launcher, which is...
Well, hold on. No. You're leaving out the part that...
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm leaving that for last.
Okay.
Her abilities is cryo-free. She puts an ice block around herself and it heals you. You become invulnerable. Nothing can damage you while you're in this block of ice. She also has an ability, Ice Wall, which she creates a wall. Her passive, Deep Chill, continuously damages an enemy with primary fire to significantly slow an enemy. This is where we're getting into that topic that you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like the slow aspect. Secondary fire does additional damage to effective enemies. So if somebody is slowed or chilled, your secondary fire will do a significant amount more damage. Eliminations, which is her roll, which is the passive for all DPS. Eliminations grants a burst of increased reload speed, which honestly I feel like all DPS need that. Her ultimate launches is called Blizzard. Launches a weather control drone that freezes enemies in a wide area. So it's a drone that you throw down. You got like a 5 foot diameter radius of what essentially freezes them, which is when you use your secondary fire, headshot, kill them. So what Tanner thinks needs to be done is to take away the slow.
Just take away. Okay. Here's what I want to take away. I want to take away her basic weapon. Basic necessity to slow me down. Slow anyone down. As a tank, as a DPS, as a healer. Take that little short range spray weapon that slows enemies and eliminate that slows enemies.
That's how it was when it first started.
Exactly, and that's how it should have been.
See, the thing about it is she was almost unusable without it. The thing that it used to do, which is why this is a massive nerf compared to what May used to be, is it used to freeze enemies in place.
Okay, so let me tell you
this. So, and her slow isn't a constant thing either. It's if you land all your shots for like 2 to 3 seconds, what that mean? Like you're dead accurate on this giant D.Va, or you don't miss. D.Va gets slowed for a little bit. But
you understand how big D.Va is, right?
Okay, I get that.
For a May.
Well, what I'm getting at is, like, the slow doesn't need to be taken away. I do think the slow needs to be nerfed. You should not be as slow as it does make you because you're borderline frozen still. The thing is, like, sure, slow their movement, but, like, how it slows your rate of fire, that shouldn't happen. That's where I'll come to an agreement with you. I feel like it should not slow their rate of fire, but it should slow their movement just as much as it does.
And another thing, this is the last thing about me. It's her cryo freeze.
To be fair, it's one of her greatest assets and her biggest weakness.
Make it 10 seconds to redeem back. Use it once, 10 seconds.
It's already 8.
Make 2 more seconds.
The thing is like, if you're bad enough, if you're so bad that you can't kill her before she gets that regen, or before that comes back, that's your fault.
Well, it's not about that, because if you're talking 1v1 aspect, if I'm D.Va, I can easily kill a fucking mech.
That's true.
But when you're going against other people, and you're fighting other people,
then
it's kind of hard to kill a mech.
Then you should be focusing the healer side, as you should be. That's your fault.
Yeah, I'm on
focus. This is when we get back into that television aspect of yours.
Alright, so while I take a short break to go to the bathroom, we're going to have you three talk about a certain support.
Moira.
Go right ahead. You guys have your pros and cons about Moira.
Really?
I don't really have nothing to say about Moira. She's pretty balanced.
Yeah, Moira's pretty balanced already. Like, her phase shift, pretty versatile. I use it to get myself out of the sticky situations while I've seen other Moiras go straight dive. The only time you should dive in as a Moira is if you see your tank dive in and they're fucked.
I mean, like, I really wouldn't change anything about Moira. I don't feel like her fade needs to be buffed. I don't feel like her biotic orb needs to be buffed. I definitely don't feel like her primary fire and her healing needs to be.
I think everything is
I am extremely biased with Fade.
I mean, the only thing that I guess I can add that she can get as a buff is to make her healing more,
faster?
No,
I would make the healing more last longer.
Yeah, that. Yeah. That. Like, I feel like her healing beam or whatever you want to call
her healing orb.
No, not the orb. The beam. Like,
RO?
No, not her old, her secondary, her L2. She got Bionigrass. One is hold the heal allies in front of you, one's used to be devils.
Oh, her spray.
Her spray, her healing spray.
Calls it piss.
Her healing spray should last longer than it does.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very weak.
No, it got buffed where if you go to suck your enemies dry, that refills the healing.
Giggity.
So if you kill a DPS and you're out, goes right back up to full. That's why I play Moira.
Yeah, she's pretty balanced.
She's okay. She's perfectly fine. Like, I've been watching this TikTok.
I have one con about Moira.
You're gonna say something about the fade. You're gonna say something about the fade.
No? Hush. I watched this TikToker who is in top 500, strictly playing Moira only. And the movement he has, and how well he plays with all the randoms, because he solo queues, unless he's with his duo.
Mm.
Beautiful. Perfect plays.
Remember, Tanner.
Mouse and keys.
Be careful what you say. This is also your healer.
Exactly. You piss me off. I ain't healing you for shit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's the only reason I get pissed off anymore. The only reason I disagree with Moira is her DPS side and being able to suck me dry through walls.
It doesn't work through walls. It looks like it's through a wall, but she's literally right there and has line of sight.
It should not curve.
She has line of sight.
Okay, if that's the case, then you shouldn't like Life Weaver's heals. You shouldn't like Lucio's heals, because Lucio can heal through walls because he has a diamond.
Literally.
I can literally see you fighting a group of people behind a wall.
Who's here?
Hello?
Hold on, guys. Small break. All right, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. We had an unexpected visitor. One of our friend's cars got hit. Wasn't too bad. My friend was able literally to pull out the damage. So, we've been dealing with that, but we are back now. So, we were talking about Moira. And
we already finished our discussion, so now we're going to go to someone else.
We're going to go to somebody else.
Are we going to support, DPS,
soldier.
Or...
Go to
soldier.
Go to soldier.
You want to go to soldier? Mr. Daddy? Alright. So, the only thing I have against soldier. The only thing. And, of course, I know Bryce is going to say something as soon as I say this. And I just feel it in my fucking soul with him eating a pocky stick staring at me. If you get tactical visor and get play of the game, it is not well deserved.
It's neither is Diva's ult.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it was coming. I knew it. No. Diva's ult is completely by chance. You can either have all of them together or all of them... separate.
Tactical visor is easily canceled.
Right, lies. Because the simple fact, as if the tank is in front of you, of the enemy team, he'll tank all of it. And it's really hard to get that off to a DPS for healing.
Diva's Defense Matrix, Sigma's Absorb. Let's even talk ult. Symmetra's ult cancels it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still easy to kill him out of it.
Yeah.
I think aimbot should still not be play of the game.
What I think needs to be nerfed is a sprint.
A sprint? Oh, yeah.
For you, it's... We'll go about D.Va ult should not be playing it. Soldier 76 should not be it. Torb. Jarrett should not be it.
Torb.
You'll always go to someone else as soon as you get it off the D.Va.
Just to
if you complain about others, you're going to have to complain about D.Va.
I cannot complain about D.Va because half the time my shit...
hush.
Half the time...
hush.
Okay, if you do not complain about your own main, don't talk shit.
Half the time my play of the games as D.Va are complete luck. Just complete luck. And that's just me admitting. My ults are complete fucking luck. Like, when I got that whole ass team kill with Alpha and Pocky...
Then it's a skill issue.
That was just complete luck.
Then it's a skill issue.
It's a skill issue, bro.
Like, I'm not paying attention. I'm not paying attention. I'm just like two people over there. Send in the ult. They're right near point. And then I'll get like four kills off of it.
If your ult doesn't finish them, I'll ult, completely heal you, and then finish off who's left.
Exactly.
And normally our combination gets played in the game.
Me and Kobe's all got to play the game.
You can't be when you're playing D.Va. Who was I playing as? A May?
Reaper,
and we bullied a Brigitte.
Yeah. No, you were playing May.
I was playing May, and we bullied a Brigitte.
Bro, we were fucking icing her in one wall.
I blocked off her escape.
She was trying to get back, and fucking Kobe puts up a wall. And then I was just like, you can put up a wall? Yeah. Rockets! Iced her ass.
I'm pissed that my play of the game got stolen earlier.
Oh, by Reinhardt.
By Reinhardt.
In ranks, no less.
Our Zarya alted, had everyone pulled together. I pressed alt. Team wipe. Right there. But Reinhardt shattered his play of the game.
It's because he shattered. That's it. That's the only reason why.
To be fair, your kills got stolen, so like.
That still pisses me off.
Didn't get a single one of those skills that you were ulting on all those people.
Those were considered assists in Overwatch's eyes.
You'd still think that would have gotten played a game over Reinhardt Shattered.
Their Shattered was the only reason why y'all were able to capture the second point, though.
Well, the Shatter and the Zarya ult.
The Zarya ult is what got y'all to push as far as you did. The Shatter is the only reason why y'all were still in the game.
I had just killed one person, Shattered. They did shatter, and I was dead.
Like, that shatter is the entirety of the reason why y'all went in overtime.
I will bring up a certain hero that is...
No,
I'm not bringing up Cassidy.
I was going to say no. I can't
no.
Cassidy and Lonzo
Tate. Not Cassidy, it's McCree.
Yeah,
I've never called him that name.
It's McCree.
That's why we call him McCree.
He went through, like, two other names.
Let's talk about someone that needs to be nerfed.
She doesn't need a nerf.
Do you see how many abilities she has?
Okay. And? Look at Echo.
Yeah.
Echo can literally become anybody.
I'm okay with Hack. I'm okay with Translocator. I'm okay with Opportunist. I'm okay with the Roll Damage. I'm okay with the Machine Pistol.
Alright,
I'm okay with the EMP.
Alright, well, let's talk about when she becomes invisible.
It's not the fact that she becomes invisible.
Cooldown.
By the way, we're talking about Sombra. It's not the fact that she's becoming invisible. It's to the point where she needs to be kind of visible.
My thing is, she's invisible, she cannot cap point. She cannot push payload. She cannot do anything until she becomes visible again. Yes. So, like, stay invisible the whole match for all I care. You're just there at that point.
You're
just
out if you're invisible for too long.
Then there's nothing wrong with it.
But she can go behind and hack and all this.
That's her kill.
That's like a Reaper. They're meant to flank.
That's her kill.
You put a Sombra with a Reaper, you're done. The enemy team's done.
Because she can hack and the Reaper can just shred.
And I'll give Sombra a buff item.
And the thing that people don't realize is the hack damage move is only for Sombra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give Sombra a recoil on her damn pistol that, like...
You can barely get your shot from that. I tried it. It's like,
I will give Sombra a buff for her EMP. Deals damage equal to 40% of all nearby enemies' health, hacking them and destroying the barriers around. That hack only lasts for 2 seconds. Less than 2 seconds. I would say if her ult's going to be an ult, have it last 5 seconds.
That's
3.5.
3.5.
3.5, 4.
Four, I would say, is the max it should last. But, yeah. Like...
That's but her ultimate does not last long. It's, you know, she does
almost instantaneous. You get everything back.
Hacked, everyone already has their shit back. It doesn't really. The only reason it would work is if there was only like two people left on point and you were literally right there.
The only way it would work, the only time it really becomes viable is when you're trying to cancel out other ults. Her hack stops the soldier ult. Her hack stops. It will stop Junkrat's ult. It will
stop. It's almost every alt in the
except
game.
For Adela's.
Yeah, because you're not technically a part of
it. I'm not in the mech when it goes off, so.
Stops mine.
Yeah, it's literally. Because
you're right there and it's coming, honey,
That or if you plan with your teammates, you'll say, hey, I got EMP. And you'll say, I'm going in. You'll go in, pop it, and then everybody goes ham.
I would say, okay, wait. Instead of talking about nerfs and cons, let's get on to the next one. It's a good one. Combos. Who would you think would go great together with a combo?
Like alt combo or?
Alt combo or just regular. I would say the best alt combo.
I would say the most viable alt that is comboed, like you could combo off of, will always be Zarya's.
Yes.
No, that's true.
Okay, if you're playing OBQ and you have two tanks, the two tanks you want is Zarya and Orisa. Zarya's has everyone already all gathered up. Orisa's just does all the damage.
I would say Reaper / Sombra.
Yes.
Because if Sombra can hack them all in one, like if they're on point, right? She can go invisible, go in there, she has her ult, stops being invisible, hacks everyone. Reaper just comes in alts. Die, 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 die. That is literally the perfect play of the game.
No, I'd say the perfect play of the game is Shatter and Torb. So Reinhardt's ult and Torb's ult.
Didn't we do that once?
I've done it with Colby numerous times.
Yeah.
I've done this with a rando on Overwatch a couple weeks ago. It was at like about 2 weeks.
Oh, you want to talk about?
Hold on.
You want to talk about the ult that needs to be changed? Roadhogs. It should not matter. If it doesn't
knock back, then it needs to deal more damage.
It just needs to deal the damage that it does without the knockback. To be fair, it's weaker because of the knockback.
To be fair, though, Roadhog is also in development of getting a whole new rework. It's supposedly being released within the next season or two.
The only reason why I agree with that, because the only way to deal damage with Roadhog is the fact that you pin him against the wall and cops and shoot at him.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get
there. Or you'll be that one of those toxic players that wants to get him at the edge of the map and just go, blah, 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 blah.
Or you'll be on Ilios.
To be fair, I've gotten so many play of the games as Lucio for about a minute kills.
You're fucking boops.
I'm good with them, though.
I can't tell you how many times we're playing on stream and all I hear is boop, 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 bye, boop. Like, what are you doing, Bryce? I'm booping people.
Like, all you see is Lucio kill, Lucio kill, Lucio kill, because it doesn't have that long of a cooldown anymore, it which really I don't think do. Lucio needs a longer cooldown on him, because, like, he's so damn squishy, that's his only thing to help and the hopes for him to get away. If you don't know how to do the wall where I jump, like, scenario where you can literally...
That's why I'm giving you that.
The whole reason why, like, Lucio's movement is so god-tier is if you learn how to do wall rides... He gets a speed boost from the jump off of it.
Yeah.
Like, y'all seen me do it. Like, rollouts with Lucio for me, I will get from where we come out at to on point in, like, almost less than a second.
I would also say Lucio's ult is also could save his life in a pinch too. If you
that's
need
why
to
comboing Lucio's ult with can save Mortar ult is good.
Lucio ult can save the entire team's life in a pinch.
Yeah.
If y'all are all getting shit on and you hear "let's break it down," you know you have another breath of wind.
Bro, every time I would be like in a heated fight, it was that Brazil map, we're in that small little confined corridor. It's the one if you get there first, you fucking win. I forgot what map it is.
Oh, you're talking about like where you got the bridges?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah.
So if you get there first, you control it, but I can't say sometimes I'm in that map and I'm about to die from like a Reaper or a Reinhardt because I'm by myself and a Lucio come in. "Let's break it down!" And I'm just like, "Yeah! I'm listening to dubstep right now, dog, just for you."
And it's one of the most clutch ults.
One of the most clutch ults. I would say a clutch ult besides the Lucio's is Bob.
Because Bob is, if you don't aim Bob right, for all you people who don't know who we're talking about, Ashe. Ashe has an ult where she throws
a robot,
a sentient robot, whatever you want to call it, called Bob, and she says, "Bob, do something.
Do something!"
And he goes and just is sitting in one spot and just
fires at whatever comes into his line of sight.
And if you put him in a corner, he's shooting in that fucking corner. He ain't turning.
Like you saw earlier, somebody Ashe launched a Bob, and I was able to just peek him just a hair to kill him. And he couldn't do nothing to me. Thing is Bob is you've got to put him in the right spot.
Yes.
If you don't put Bob in the right spot, it's the most useless one.
I've seen plenty of Ashe people just outright send their Bob off the map.
Yes, Colby.
They're not paying attention.
I do a good Ashe.
Huh?
I do a good Ashe.
You do a good Ashe.
There's one ult that is no longer the same ult that I miss.
What?
Mercies.
Oh, Mass Res.
Mass Res was a beautiful ult. And the thing is it had such a long... It's so hard to get. Because it was based off of how much damage output you put, not because of how much healing.
That's why it was changed.
That's why it took so, it was so long to get, and that's why I got play of the games. Because it wasn't an easy ult to get.
Shit, people get mad at their Mercy for not getting, like, any heals. Like, "Why are you getting damage?
I'm trying to get my ult."
Or, like, I would say lower her cooldown on her res. Not by a lot, but, like,
it's
25 seconds to... To res, I feel like it should be like 15.
I feel it should be 10.
10 is really low.
It's, well, 10 and a half. Put it like that. 11. At the most.
Looks like everybody here is about to fall asleep.
It's dude, we're all tired, man.
I have eczema. I always look tired.
We'll talk about two more topics and we'll end it.
Either tank and DPS or support.
We haven't bitched about DPS.
We really haven't. We've done support and we've done
hit scan and not super accurate. All right. For our rockets,
hit scan, yes.
All right.
It's so hard.
If I have one complaint about DPS, I want to make a point about the Widow and the Hanzo. The fact that they took away their headshots.
Bryce
I
has something
about,
in
I thought
his
you,
head.
I thought you were about to say needs a nerf. Oh, I was gonna fucking go in. They take the most. They take the most skill out of every character. You can argue with me all you want. They are useless unless you hit headshots.
That's why I'm sick that they took it away.
I'm still pissed. I get two tapped.
I don't care. I should be able to headshot a Moira. I should be able to headshot a Moira at full health and kill her.
You're not able to do for across
the
map.
I should. Because it takes so much skill to do that.
Not across the damn map.
I don't care.
With a Widow with a sniper and a Hanzo with a bow, that was their best trait to kill anyone, and they took it away.
Like the fact that I can't one shot a Mercy, the fact that I can't one shot a Mora, the fact that I can't one shot any of the supports.
Okay.
It's
one shot
the only
a Mercy
the only
or
support
a...
I there are only two supports I should not one hit one shot is Baptiste for his immortality field and Brigitte because she's technically a tank for a support. Every one of those other people should stay as they are. Squishy.
Yes,
if it's a tank, I understand because they're tanky.
but anyone else on the right side from doing damage and support, a headshot should be your dead.
Yeah, it should be, because it has no hit scan, it has nothing else. You have to be precise, like as precise can get,
okay.
Even if it's a lucky headshot.
Fine.
Even
but if you're across the map from me, fine. Headshot, fine. But if you're, like, running around the map trying to hit me, and it somehow randomly hits, no.
I believe...
They're literally called snipers.
Yeah.
I believe Genji takes skill to play.
Genji's
easy to learn.
No, he's not. Genji,
really not.
Genji, Hanzo, Pharah, Widowmaker, Tracer take all the most skill to play. The rest of them are pretty brain dead. I'll argue that to the dad.
Sojourn is brain dead. Because
Symmetra,
if you guys...
Symmetra's the easiest DPS to learn.
Yep.
Alongside Bastion and Mei.
Very easy.
I have maybe ran into two Echoes besides myself that are good.
I'm okay.
What about
Torb?
Torb is easy.
Torb is super easy.
Dude, you've seen me play Torb. It's
Torb does
easy
so much. Torb has so much damage output, even if you take away his turret, that he's easy.
To be fair, though, I played Echo and Pharah with Overwatch 1.
But
I played Tracer and D.Va in Overwatch.
And then if you want to go supports, the people that take the most skill is Ana and Lucio.
Ana does take pretty much a lot of skill.
Ana takes a lot of skill.
You gotta hit your shots.
Lucio takes a hell of a lot of skill because you gotta know movement more than you need to know your guns.
That's why.
Also, Lifeweaver for me because he's been so like nerfed into the ground. Nobody really likes
him. Lifeweaver is now probably one of the best supports.
Yes, Lifeweaver's gotten like 2 buffs within the last 2 patches.
For his damage output.
Just for his damage.
Like Lifeweaver can almost go toe to toe with Bastion.
Exactly.
God.
If you're a Lifeweaver, you get up behind that Bastion, that Bastion's done, because he can't turn around fast enough.
But, I'm not saying that's broken. Like, that doesn't need to be changed, because at the same time, it's not hit scan, so you gotta land your shots.
Yeah.
Although he has no recoil or whatever, if you're a sensitivity side, you're just fucking sitting there flicking whatever, you're not gonna be good with him.
Alright, Colby. We'll get your last final opinion before we end the podcast tonight.
For which one? Tanks?
We will let you choose.
Pick one.
By the grace of Sweeney Todd.
Make Winston good again.
Huh?
Make Winston good.
Make Winston great again.
Winston good!
Winston protect!
I gotta tell you, that was the
funniest.
Winston
can't protect no more. He's so damn weak. He used to be the strongest tank. In Overwatch
so,
1.
For those who do not know, anytime I'm playing tank in Overwatch and I decide to play Winston, I refuse to say nothing but 2 words. It's either Winston, or if I'm in trouble, Winston hurt, or
Winston protect,
or Winston protect. Because the other day we were playing, and I came into a gunfight because I didn't know everybody. I thought everybody was behind me, fighting with me.
We were all dead.
And everybody's like, Tanner, what are you doing? I said, Winston.
Winton.
What are you doing?
Winton.
And then I come into this whole team. Winton. 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 Oh, yeah. Winton. And they're like, Tanner, okay? Oh, Winton hurts. Winton hurts. And then as soon as they killed me, it was over from there. I was like, Winton did. And they're like, you're going to choose somebody else? Winton. All
right. If I have one final debate, is that we need to stop Kiriko DPS.
Oh, you want to stop a Kiriko DPS?
I'll argue with that. I'll take your debate on that. Go ahead, tell me what you think.
I'm ready.
Her job is to heal, but I see more Kirikos do damage than I do.
Okay,
see
well then you're just hating on players at that point. But
Kiriko
takes
got
a
nerfed.
Hold on. Let Bryson them argue first, and you.
Kiriko takes a lot of skill to do DPS with.
You actually do have to get headshots.
I have seen an entire team yell at their Kiriko because. Heal! Quit trying to go DPS!
I was there with him, and I can vouch for that.
If that's the case, then you want to take away her headshot multiplier.
I hate the couch.
Party foul.
Colby, I love you, but no.
Go get the towel from out the bathroom.
I'll
be back. But anyway, so yeah, I've been in that game with him. To a certain extent... I'll agree that every healer needs a little bit slight decrease in their damage output.
Mm-mm.
Like,
I will fight you till the day I die.
The only reason you say this is because you play DPS. I mean, you play healer.
I support my damn team, don't I?
Yeah, you do, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be kill. You like stealing my kills and shit.
It's more.
How many times am I up your ass healing you, and you don't see a DPS beside you that I kill for you?
And then you'll go, where's my team? And I'm right next to it at the DPS.
I can't tell you how many times we'll be in a game, and I'm like, where the fuck is everybody? And Kobe's, we're dead.
We're dead, or I'm behind you.
Or
turn your fat butt around.
Or I'm being flanked.
Or
anytime he tells me some shit like that, I'm like, I'm killing the other team. And you'll see, yo.
Yep. I'll be respawning, all I see is this one's name, and then you dying.
I remember there was one time Kobe was like, Tanner, where are you? And obviously you see like a quad kill come on the fucking stream. I was like, I'm getting back in my mech. I just ulted. He was like, well, that's play of the game. Damn right.
I don't think it would top the day I got 3 ults from 12 yards in one match.
Bro, that's...
Oh,
most I've ever gotten was, like, 2.5. Like, I was, like, midway, or I was there at the end of the,
And you win. Wait, if he doesn't get play of the game, I'm gonna be upset.
And you did, too. You got play of the game. So, is there any closing statements you guys want to make? We'll start with Bryce.
We can all agree and disagree.
There's a lot of changes that can make the game more balanced. There's a lot of changes that will probably happen and make certain characters more viable than others. But at the same time, at the end of the day, a lot of the issues we're talking about is just solely based off of skills.
And opinion.
That's true.
These are all of our opinions. If you guys have a different opinion, please don't be shy to let us know.
So to be fair, although a lot of us isn't ranked there, I'd say we're about plat or better in skill. I had top 500 in support.
I fully believe that I could at least make flat 3.
I think Tanner's diamond borderline master. I think Colby would be master, if not better, if he played more. But,
You think so highly of me?
But, like, in the end of the day, a lot of the things that people complain about, streamers and whatnot, is strictly solely based off a skill issue.
Yeah, I think everyone has an opinion, and if you guys have a certain opinion, please make sure to let us know on Twitter at @SimPlays_Universe. So is anybody
come into our Twitch chat and we'll talk about it there more if you really have more opinions.
If you have more opinions,
we're playing Overwatch.
Exactly. I stream Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be streaming here in a little bit. Just make sure to be there for that. And is there anything you want to say before we go, Yoda?
Nah, I'm actually pretty happy. Thank you for coming to Melty Talks. Colby, what's our slogan?
Is to pull it closer.
Why Gunga when you can devour?
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.